18th leading cause of death? Being pursued for a student loan until you just plain implode. You're listening to The Inner Side.
Now up here on the left, we have the official logo of the Obama campaign, and that's a big O, which of course stands for him. And below that, there are several stripes, which indicate the homosexual movement. In other words, the rainbow flag. And below Obama's logo, we have two stripes and three stripes, which look much more like streaks of blood. Now, some people don't like this kind of perversion of the American flag because it is very satanic. Now, first of all, the big O looks like the Illuminati all-seeing eye, which is very similar to the all-seeing eye on your dollar bill. And of course, as my regular subscribers know, the two stripes over three represent the Antichrist. Because two over three is the number 0.666. Now, I doubt very much if the designers of this flag really knew what they were doing. I don't think they wanted a satanic flag with satanic imagery, but maybe they consider that perfect for the Obama campaign.
Wow. That YouTube Jesus guy has got it all figured out. Man, how does he do that? He must read a lot of books. Thanks to our old friend Baby Huey for the synthesizer samples. I'd also like to thank the digitized farm animals and rabid dogs. You're listening to the Inner Side radio program, and now the return of the bride of the final edition radio hour.
I'm old and bitter, and I vote.
Hello, I'm Candy Crowley, chief political correspondent for CNN and anchor of State of the Union with Candy Crowley. I'm also the first woman to host one of these debates in 20 years, which is supposed to be progress, although the only reason I'm here is because of a group of teenage girls who put a petition on Facebook while a brain-dead old rat trap like Jim Lehrer got to do it 11 times. Tonight, we're at Hofstra University because apparently all the good New York schools were taken. Tonight's debate is in a town hall format with ordinary citizens providing the illusion that ours is a working democracy. But first, opening statements from the candidates. President Obama, there was a coin toss, but you were too tired to call it, so Governor Romney decided to go first, then he changed his mind, and now you're going first. Mr. President. Mr. President?
I'm sorry, Candy. I appear to have nodded off. But while I was sleeping, I remembered that I killed Osama bin Laden.
Yes, Mr. President, that may not be the only thing you killed. Governor Romney?
Candy, I'm pleased to be here.
And I'm pleased to be here.
And I'm pleased to be here.
I'm also pleased to be here.
Wait a minute. Which one of you is Mitt Romney?
Oh, I'm Mitt Romney.
I'm Mitt Romney.
I'm Mitt Romney.
And darn it, I'm also Mitt Romney.
You can't all be Mitt Romney.
But we are. I mean, I am.
I'm Mitt Romney, governor of Massachusetts.
I'm the Mitt Romney who doesn't care about the 47%.
I'm the Mitt Romney who's owned by the Koch brothers.
And I'm Mitt Romney, the moderate Democrat from the last debate.
I'd like to point out that while there are four Mitt Romneys, there are only two President Obamas. The inspiring one who makes good speeches, and the dull one who everyone hates now. But both of them killed Osama bin Laden.
I don't want to cut taxes on the rich.
I do want to cut taxes on the rich.
I want to cut taxes on the rich, then not cut taxes on the rich.
I think Massachusetts should be returned to the states and then renamed Taxachusetts.
Governor Romney, this is a town hall format debate, but you have so many personalities, you're your own town hall meeting.
Thanks, Candy. My goal is to have as many personalities as the Chinese.
But which Romney would govern in the White House?
None. The Koch brothers will govern. We'll just be 13,241 figureheads.
Wow. How can all of you be on the ballot?
Well, it's easier in Florida.
We use very small fonts.
We bought the election 2 years ago.
I hate Big Bird.
Obama, any response from you before you go down in flames again?
I'd like to point out that although my poll numbers have decreased by 5, the number on my sleep bed has increased by 11.
As the first woman in 20 years to be allowed to moderate this meaningless exercise, I'll be excited to start this non-event right after this.
New study finds most aluminum foil now being used for hats.
A message from the White House.
In the course of fundraising, President Obama learned that many members of the wealthiest 1% felt offended after he suggested they pay their fair share of taxes. So, the president wishes to extend his apologies to the ultra-rich for hurting their widow feelings. The president tried to be nice when he spent billions of dollars and gave rich people everything they wanted so he could save them from the boo-boos they inflicted on their widow selves in the derivatives market. But he got a little angry and he said things that were not nice. He thought that because you own so much and poor people are so unhappy, that wealthy investors could stand a little criticism. But he forgot that rich people are very delicate and they have the hardest life of anybody ever because they are made of sugar and they melt when they cry. So the president is very, very sorry, and he will go on TV tonight and tell everybody to smile at rich people and give them ice cream and kiss their widow faces.
This has been a message from the White House.
Proposal for new $3 bills submitted by strippers.
Desperate Sesame Street introduces new character, Hedge Fund Hippo.
Elizabeth Warren, who is running neck and neck with Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown in her attempt to unseat him, announced today a major new policy initiative. Would-be Senator Warren.
My first priority when the people of Massachusetts return me to Washington will be to propose a law requiring all elected officials at the federal level to carry clear, easy-to-read warning labels on their persons, outlining the grave risks they pose to other citizens.
What are those risks?
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 500,000 Americans die annually from politicians or exposure to secondhand politicians. Some 10 million more live with a disease directly tied to politicians. The CDC says politicians are now the number one preventable cause of death in the U.S.
Where on the politician would the labels go?
At least 50% of the politician would have to be covered. Warning labels would cover the upper portion of the politician, front and back.
What are the warnings?
1. Politicians seriously harm you and others around you. 2. Politicians pose a grievous threat to your health and your health care. 3. Politicians can stunt your children's mental and physical growth. 4. Politicians can seriously complicate your pregnancy.
So the big question, Ms. Warren, is, if you're elected senator in November, will you carry warning labels?
Oh, I won't be a politician. I'll be an ordinary citizen meeting with lobbyists to raise money for my reelection while they give me ideas about how to vote.
But...
What?
I will not, under any circumstances, raise taxes on high-income individuals. Now, you cite a study. There's 6 other studies that looked at the study you described and say it's a study. I studied a study that came out today that said you're completely wrong. There are all these studies out there. But let's get to the bottom line. Now, and I talked to a guy in St. Louis. That's point one. Number two, let's look at history. It's absolutely extraordinary. But that's not my plan.
Okay.
Number two. Let me repeat what I said. Number three, my plan is not like anything that's been tried before. That's my plan.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Researchers at the California Institute of Technology say they've isolated a subatomic particle, which they believe is what holds political parties together. Our Stone Peck has the story.
I'm standing with Dr. Mitchell Hendricks at Caltech's physics lab. Dr. Mitchell, could you give listeners some background here?
Well, political parties are made up of countless beliefs and interest groups, but scientists never knew what holds it all together. For instance, a Democrat supports same-sex marriage, so why does he also have to believe in Obama's healthcare reform? They're not related. Or a Republican hates abortions. Why does that make him think Dennis Miller is funny?
And you think some magnetic particle is holding it all together?
We call it the Reagan particle. Theoretically, a combination of fear, spite, and an opium-like sedative. We've been trying to isolate it for a while, but at first we needed a control group, a sampling where party cohesion never really goes up or down.
Democrats.
Exactly. Using that group as a whole for comparison, we isolated individuals with high apparent concentrations of Reagan particles. For instance, our test subject, Mr. Lawrence here, is a Democrat.
Where's that kid with my salad niçoise?
He's on the way. Mr. Lawrence, you're an environmentalist, correct?
Yes, it's for the children.
Shut up. And you're also pro-union.
Yep, I'm a tough union guy. Writers' union.
You know, coal mining creates jobs, but it's bad for the environment. What's your position?
Well, on the one hand, you want to create jobs, but on the other hand, coal pollutes the air and creates acid rain. Of course, we can obviate that with the development of clean coal, but there's really no such thing.
He'll keep going like that. Now look at this microscan of his brain.
It looks like an electrical charge.
Correct. It's shooting back and forth between the union part of his brain and the environment part. But the path it takes, that's the highest concentration of Reagan particles. By the way, the impulse eventually hits light speed and starts back in time. Now let's look at a Republican. This is Mr. Stewart, and he's a member of the Tea Party. Aren't you, Mr. Stewart?
Michelle Obama is a transgendered former track star named Dennis Hutchins.
Mr. Stewart, tell our guest why you joined the movement.
Because Obama is a job killer.
Actually, unemployment just dipped below 8%.
Whoa, his whole brain scan lit up. Is he having a stroke?
No. The electrical impulse is just going to every synapse in his brain to find an excuse.
That's a distortion of the liberal media.
Et voila. Back where it started. And it's mapped all his Reagan particle concentrations.
Is that his brain's actual size?
Yeah.
So now that you've isolated the particle, what are you going to do with it?
Well, that's really up to the people funding us. It's an anonymous group that's always desperately short on Reagan particles.
Democrats.
Exactly. With Mitt Romney surging in the polls after his performance in last week's presidential debate, newly energized Republican operatives and right-wing pundits have been attacking a reality bias that distorts the claims he made and the programs he proposed. Rush Limbaugh.
Reality is unfairly skewed against conservatives. It has a liberal bias. That's why Romney appears to be running neck and neck with Obama when we know in our hearts he's always been way ahead.
Romney advisor Beth Myers.
Look, no one could be more certain than me that Governor Romney speaks absolute truth in the Hegelian sense. But when he claims he'll protect Medicare or create 4 million jobs on day one of his presidency, his words seem to ring hollow in the liberally slanted atmosphere of the world as it actually exists. If we're to win, we need a reality far more in accord with our delusional idea of it.
Conservative pundit Dick Morris enlarged on the theme during an appearance with Fox News' Sean Hannity.
It's bad enough we have to overcome the liberal media, the liberal pollsters, the liberal voters in this country, but to be also shot down by the independent nature and existence of everything knowable? Sometimes it makes you feel like a motherless child.
You said a mouthful, Dick. Are you as sick and tired as I am of always being behind the metaphysical eight ball?
Absolutely, and I mean that in the Hegelian sense.
When I say Obama is the worst president, not just since Jimmy Carter, but in our entire history, why should his actual record be allowed to disprove that?
Why is that not only impossible to confirm factually, but objectively ludicrous? Why, Sean? Why?
It's time to go over reality's head. Flock to your places of worship this Sunday. Beseech God to shift the entire ontological locus of the universe. Beg him to eradicate the liberal slant that's built into the very nature of existence. There's less than 4 weeks left, my friends. It's time to get unreal.
God, whose existence is impossible to prove or disprove in the phenomenological world, had no comment.
Immanuel Kant was a real pissant who was very rarely stable. Heidegger was a boozy beggar who could drink you under the table. David Hume could out-consume Schopenhauer and Hegel. And Wittgenstein was a beery swine who was just as sloshed as Schlegel. There's nothing Nietzsche couldn't teach about the raising of the wrist. Socrates himself was eminently pissed.
How'd you like that, all right?
Let's hold it a second. I can see some of these Bruces are in a bit of a playful mood tonight. Yeah, you know, Bruce? Some of the ones that don't have straws up their nose. Anyway, why don't we do something rather fun? Why don't we get some of these guys to sing along with
sing
us?
Sing along.
Some of the Sheilas too.
You think that's wise, okay?
Be really free.
Tell them the words there, Bruce.
Okay,
I've got the words somewhere. Right. Ready?
Immanuel Kant was a real piss and it was very...
Italian subsidiary of BP blamed for massive olive oil spill.
Despite his debate bump, Republicans are still running as fast as they can from Mitt Romney's statements that he, quote, doesn't care about the very poor, and that 47% of Americans are moochers who will never vote for him. Luckily, there's always vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan. Along with his new faith-based healthcare system, MetaPrayer, and his new education policy, the Slow Child Left Behind program, Ryan is now turning his attention to America's favorite topic, food. Strong Powers and Pepper Lewis have the story.
Congressman, now that you're tackling hunger in America, along with healthcare and education, can we report that Republicans do have an alternative to the Democrats' safety net?
Yes, you can, Strong. And to show we do care about the very poor, we're calling it the Very Poor Safety Net. Look, I get really choked up about poverty. Why should little kids and senior citizens of any race, color, or creed go without education and health care? And above all, without enough to eat?
Are you actually weeping?
Why should hard-working job creators, already stressed out by house, car, and boat payments, school and college tuition, round-the-clock tax advisors, state-of-the-art security systems, wages for legal nannies and gardeners, and skyrocketing beach fees, be expected to pay for them? In a nutshell, it's the unfed versus the fed up.
AKA the well-fed.
Paul, what's the answer?
Axe food stamps. Throw them in the dumpster of history.
Why? The food stamp program helps millions.
The poor don't need to be collecting stamps, Pepper. They need food.
Are you talking about philately? Do you actually know how food stamps work?
Stamps demean people, Pepper. What did the Nazis do to the wrists of their concentration camp victims? They stamped them. As a bona fide intellectual, I don't trade in slogans. But put it this way, when it comes to the hungry poor, we don't need philately, we need to fill 'em fattily.
That's a great slogan.
Our nation needs massive hunger management, Strong.
Hunger management, that's great too.
America's households, restaurants, supermarkets throw away 34 million tons of delicious food a year. A Mount St. Helens of pizza, pancake, rice-a-roni, one-bite hamburger, steaks, pies, hot pockets.
Oh, I see where this is going. You're going to feed the hungry poor half-eaten food.
Pepper, nutritional visionaries like myself don't think of this mouth-watering cornucopia of comestibles as half-eaten. We think of it as half-uneaten. We categorize all these items as food stubs. My new food stub program will promote mergers between the processed food industry and the garbage disposal industry. Advantage number one, this would finally give the mafia a meaningful role in America's future.
It's about time. They're people too.
Number two, new megacorporations like Frito-Lay Waste Management coordinate operations to gather food stubs on a national scale. They sterilize and detoxify them, then smoosh them into delicious ready-to-eat meals for the very poor at rock-bottom prices.
You don't even separate them into basic food groups?
That's nanny state fussing, Pepper. Federal food pyramid voodoo. So little Kenyatta's ding-dong tastes like egg foo young. Little Kenyatta gets to diversify his tastes.
Won't Democrats characterize this as just another garbage-in, garbage-out Republican measure?
Uh-uh. It's garbage-in, roughage-out. Another vast nutritional resource is being wasted thanks to so-called recycling. Increasingly pre-owned food is being ground up into a slurry and sold to farmers as fertilizer.
And that's a bad thing?
Instead of the miraculous chemical fertilizers that made America great.
We're using food to grow food?
Exactly. Where's the sense in that? Why not form, flavor, and color that slurry into food-like shapes such as roast turkey breast or leg of lamb? It's the same principle as Hamburger Helper. In fact, why not use it to augment Hamburger Helper? Strong Pepper, I give you Hamburger Helper Helper.
You could say that slurry is a slurry with a fringe benefit on top.
Strong, there's a top communications jab waiting for you in the Ryan Romney administration.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm gonna Ralph.
In that shiny little Surrey with a fringe on the top.
I'm old and bitter and armed and overweight, and I don't like the colored. And I believe Jesus Christ is coming back next Tuesday to punish the dark-sided. And I vote.
This episode of the Final Edition Radio Hour was performed by Darby Worley, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Rob Gordon, Kevin Janis, and Tony Hendra. It was written by Barry Lank, John Marshall, Paul Seaburn, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. Mitten's plan was created by Scooter of KPFT in Houston. Be sure to visit thefinaledition.com often for more sizzling satire with teeth. The Final Edition Radio Hour was engineered by Greg Russ. The Final
there
Edition
have
Radio
been more than two dozen
with
cases of green on blue where Americans have
news,
been killed.
Underneath the news, here's perennial pundit.
We are leaving in 2014. Period. And
hello,
in the process,
Mr. and Mrs. America, and all you trains in the air. This
another $800
is news.
Billion dollars. We've been in this war for over a decade.
It's been reported that the Romney campaign is having all kinds of problems.
What conditions
we've managed
could
to sneak retro reporter Biff Bumstead into
we
the
want
secret cavern in North Dakota where the real Romney wranglers
our wives
operate.
Are best friends, our daughters are best
I'm
friends.
I'm hiding here behind this big rack of electronic equipment. But I have my highly directional mind.
I want him and all commanders what they say they need to make it successful.
Let's point it at these technicians who are working.
We don't
on
want to extend beyond 2014. That's
some
the point
kind
we're making.
Of mannequin,
you know,
I can't see.
If it was
clearly
just this, I feel like we would
there's
be able to
no limit switch
call this a success.
Association
but it's not.
Well, there should be.
Just push the talk button.
Television screens these days.
Anne just loves her Cadillacs. She has 12.
But problems are growing
one
abroad.
For each house. And
but jobs
horses
aren't going here at home.
Thank God we get a tax deduction for the horses.
We don't
everyone
want to broadcast to
horses
our enemies.
We
what we
will
do not want to do
in 20.
What we do not want to do is give our allies reason to trust us.
Yeah, that could kind of give the whole thing away.
Embolden our enemies.
Can't we just remove the free associations?
So that's why we want to make sure. No,
that's a bizarre statement.
Sure
since 49 of our allies.
Yes,
hear me.
But
then it wouldn't be able to have a random conversation.
And the second angel poured out his Bible.
Some Bibles,
And 49 of our allies.
What about a set of simple programmed responses?
You mean
signed on to this position?
And we're reading that they want
49. 49 of our allies out in 2014. It's the responsibility of the Afghans.
I'll have my staff get back to you on that.
That would be the safest thing.
Is interfering with the stump speech circuit.
It can't be the programming. It's got to be the motherboard. Try the stump speech button.
The President of the United States of America. I sat there.
You're saying it's my programming that's at fault? You sure it was the stump speech button?
I'm sure you'll find someone who disagrees with the Pentagon.
The third angel, the second angel.
Again, stump speech button.
We must look elsewhere in the book of Revelation. And there are two.
We've had four budgets, $4 trillion deficits. A debt crisis is coming.
I'm a job creator.
We can't keep spending jobs and borrow like this. We can't keep spending money we don't have.
We don't have time to fix it before the election.
And as it were, burning with rage, was cast into the sea.
And the third sea became blood.
Leadership. Mitt Romney is uniquely qualified to fix these problems. His lifetime of experience, his proven track record of bipartisanship.
Behind the big rack of electronic equipment in the Romney robot lab, I'm Biff Bumstead.
He broke his big promise to bring people together to solve the country's biggest problems. And what I would tell him...
My record stands for itself. I never say anything I don't mean.
Uh-oh. We'll hand him over to Bill O'Reilly.
Jeez, I wish we had the budget to rescue him. So, with all the news about the news around the news underneath the news, I'm Dirk Barkley, always down there digging.
My whole life has been devoted to leveling the playing field for middle-class people. Giving them an even break. Treating Main Street and Wall Street the same, holding the same responsibility. Look at my record. It's been all about the middle class. They're the people who grow this country. We think you grow this country from the middle out, not from the top down.
Need are people who, when they say they're going to do something, they go do it. What you need are when people see problems, they offer solutions to fix those problems. We're not getting that. Look, we can grow this economy faster. That's what our five-point plan for a stronger middle class is all about. It's about getting 12 million jobs, higher take-home pay, getting people out of poverty into the middle class.
You've been listening to the Inner Side Radio program. This and all previous Inner Side Radio programs are available on the internet. Simply Google The Inner Side. The Final Edition Radio Hour is produced by Jeff Chrysler and Tony Hendra. We close with a mashup of Dirk Barfley, Paul Ryan, and Joe Biden in debate. Dirk Barfley by Otis Hardy McClay, and if you do the pod thing, check out Skeptiles with Joe Dixon, Sean Ewald, and myself, serving all your sarcastic, atheist, skeptical, iconoclastic needs, complete with predictions of impending doom and eternal emptiness. My name is Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week.
Down with disease, 3 weeks in my bed, trying to stop these demons that keep dancing in my head.